Father, we thank you this morning for your mercy, for your grace, for your love. Thank you for you are God and you are God alone. You are God from beginning to the end. Lord, we honor you. We bless your name, O Lord. We exalt you, for you are good, you are kind. We honor you, Lord. Father, we thank you. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, you are lifted high above all other gods. You are lifted high above the will of men. Oh Lord, we worship your majesty. We lay our crown before you and we say you are good. Thank you, Lord. And Father, this morning we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us through your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of April 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him, for his God is good and his mercy endures forever. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for what he has done in your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare this morning that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I declare that the grace of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. I walk through this day with the goodness of the Lord. Oh, today I receive the provision of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I receive all the benefits that is in the provision of my Lord Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus, I am blessed in the name of Jesus. This day I walk through you in the name of the Lord. You are a day of blessing for me. I cancel every plan of the enemy concerning my life in the name of Jesus. I declare that I enjoy all the benefits that the mercy of the Lord gives to me today. I enjoy the benefit of his mercy in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord that the yoke of hard labor is broken off my neck in the name of Jesus. The yoke of hard labor is broken off my hand. For the scripture says that it is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profit this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, today I enjoy the constant flow of God's mercy. I enjoy the constant flow of God's favor in the name of Jesus. I say today that the help of the Lord has found me. I have found help in the Lord in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless the earth underneath me in the name of Jesus. The Lord remove struggle from my destiny in the name of Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The Lord break every yoke of wickedness off my hand in the name of Jesus. I begin to enjoy favorable things in the name of Jesus. I declare that the Lord break every altar of limitation that is set into my day in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel any conspiracy of the enemy over my life in the name of Jesus. You are frustrated in the name of Jesus. Oh, the devices of the wicked will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. I declare today I will not walk into error. I will not walk in error. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that my day is blessed. I speak to you this day, all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing in the name of Jesus. I raise up the standard of the Lord in this day. Any weapon that is put together to stand against me, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. I declare my safety in the name of the Lord. I declare my safety in the blood of Jesus. It is well with me. I declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to remind you of the program that will be coming up on Thursday. That is our prayer launch. So I want you to join us this Thursday for our prayer launch. It's going to start by 12 p.m. It's an hour prayer time. This Thursday, 9th of April, 2026 at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Jokodo Junction, Sango Eleyele Road. I want to encourage you to be part of this time of prayer. prayer of this time of prayer is an hour time of prayer. Probably that is the time you have your lunch break. You can join us both online and on site to pray. Let us come together and let us pray. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Remember, it is this Thursday, that is tomorrow by 12 noon. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, we are going to continue from our anchor scripture as the Lord will be leading us to studying His word, to studying the word of the Lord. You know, our anchor scripture for the month of April is taken from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Understanding that the truth is the word of the Lord, and understand that your freedom, your liberty is right there in the scripture. The Bible says He sent His word. He sent His word unto them. The word healed them, and the word delivered them from their destruction. So one irreversible transformation that can happen to a believer that you can attain is the transformation through the word of the Lord. It means that you have searched out the word. You have searched out the scripture. It means that you have meditated on the word and you are still meditating, because it's not something that you are going to stop. You've meditated on the word and you are still meditating on the word. You have found the word. You found the word, and the word has become your desire. You have seen yourself right in the center of the word. You are beginning to see the wonder of His word. You are beginning to see the wonder that is in the word, and your desire every day is to stay on His word forever. You have found that the entrance of His word, like the scripture says in the book of Psalm 119 verse 130, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. You found the entrance of the word. You found understanding through His word. Oh, what a great joy. A great joy. For you have seen yourself as a son. You have seen yourself right in the middle of the scripture. His word has been given unto you. You have found yourself right in the middle of the word. You have seen that this word is for me. Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16, your words we have found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. You have seen the word. You have found the word. You are beginning to see the revelation that is in the word of the Lord. You are beginning to contact the life that is transmitted through the word. You know, when we started, I referred you to John chapter 1. You read from verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. Now listen. This is where it becomes very interesting. The statement I made, that you have found yourself in His word. You have found that this is the origin of your life. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And this light shines in darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it. It means that the life of Christ that is given to you is a life that darkness cannot understand. And that is why the devil is making all effort to keep you in the darkness, so that you will not search out the word. Beloved, the word of God is the key to your life. The word of God brings clarity, no confusion. For He is not the author of confusion. It brings clarity to your life because it is the word of truth. It is the word of life. Beloved, if your desire is to know the mind of God for you, if your desire is to understand your purpose on this earth, then I have a news for you. Master the word of the Lord. Master the act of staying with the word of the Lord. Understand this, dearly beloved. The Bible you carry around is not just ink on paper. It is the living, breathing word of life. It is the living bread of life. It is the breath of God that you are holding around. Oh, I know you want to hear the whisper. You want to hear God speak to you. Why wait for the whisper when the first step is right there in your hand? It's right there with you. You already have a book that within the pages contains the living, breathing voice and the heartbeat of God. You already have in the pages of the book with you the mind of God, the word of the Lord, the heartbeat of God, because those words, the word that you are holding with you, they do not come by the words of men. They do not come by the desires of men. The book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and verse 21. The scripture says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. No, your job is not to innovate the scripture. It is there. The word is not given by private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but only men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They were prompted by the Holy Ghost. That book, that ink on paper that you are carrying around contains the living breathing, the living breath of life, contains the counsel of the Lord for you, contains the entrance of understanding of His will for your life, contains the access, the key that opened the doors for you to understand your purpose in life. Do you know why the devil keeps keeping you in darkness, while he keeps taking away your desire to study the scripture? Because he knows that the entrance of this word brings light into your life, brings a contact, brings an encounter to you that will transform you forever, brings an encounter for you that you will understand what your heritage is. That is why it makes it difficult for you to stay with the word. The word of God is of no private interpretation. Holy men of God that trapped the mind of God for us in this book, they were men that wrote these things down as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That book in your hand contains the living, breathing voice of the Lord. I'm going to be rounding up here because of time and space, and by the grace of God, we are going to continue from here tomorrow. But let me leave this with you. Beloved, the scripture is valid for all season, is valid for all generation. Whatever class of generation you belong to, His word is valid for all times and season. Whatever name your generation is given, either you're a millennial, you're Gen Z, you're Gen Alpha, whatever tag that is given to your generation, the scripture is valid for all season. Your source of untainted knowledge is the word of the Lord. So beloved, pick up the scripture today, start reading, start studying, and start your meditation in the word of God, in the word of life. The word of God is alive forevermore. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. As you study the word, the Spirit of the Lord minister to you in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. As you go out today, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon your life. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you. The Lord give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.